bells are about to ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
Is it Christmas already? Nah, it's Thanksgiving, folks. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone around. One of the things that I'm looking at right now is that it's like 0700 in the morning. What does the O stand for? Oh my gosh, it feels early. Why am I up at this time of the morning? Well, it's primarily because, well, when you're the cook, you gotta get up and cook, right? I know that many of you are dealing with that same issue. And so right now, I just wanted to like take you through just a couple of things that maybe I'm a little thankful for, and hopefully you are too. Especially, like, you know, I'm thankful that I don't live in Australia. Unbelievably, just the other day, the Australian police force apparently have nothing better to do. They beat down and chokehold a kid, a teenager, and arrested him because he wasn't wearing, now get this, folks, it wasn't that he wasn't robbing someone, it wasn't that he was, you know, trying to burn a building down. No, he just wasn't wearing a mask. Of course, in other crazy places, I've got Oregon just down to the south of me, and they are as nutty as can be. They've now made it legal for you to do, like, I don't know, cocaine. Crack is fine. Smoke the pot if you got it. Go ahead and riot in the streets and destroy downtown Portland. But for the love of Pete, don't have a gathering on Thanksgiving today of more than six people. They will arrest you with fines up to $1,150. Other fabulous great governors, you got Michigan. Their governor is about to be impeached, but at the same time, Time Magazine has named her Person of the Year. Of course, these are the same folks who decided to name Hitler Person of the Year back in the 1930s. Over in Pennsylvania, where it couldn't get any wackier, oh wait, I was wrong. You got the guy who's the head of the Secretary of Health? Well, guy, gal, he can't even figure out what bathroom to use. All right, I'm sorry, folks. I'm not trying to be like transphobic or anything else, but most of the people here in the Seattle area and Olympia area, if they go trans, they look good, all right? They take pride in how they look. They sit there, they do their hair, their makeup, they look fantastic. They do not look like a man who put on a dress, all right? So if you are going to make this transition, for the love of Pete, look good doing it. Do not look like a train wreck, which is exactly what this person looks like. And they are such a train wreck, I'm not sure how or in what they got their doctorate in, but I got a feeling it is not in medicine, because they are sitting there saying at this time that they're so concerned about you and your health in the state of Pennsylvania that you have to wear a mask even in your own house. In gatherings inside of your home is, like, you know, totally discouraged. They shut down buying alcohol last night, so Thanksgiving Eve, when you're about to, like, get together with in-laws who you may or may not like, when you really need alcohol to help you, it is one of those funny moments where, like, they've already decided, nope, no alcohol for you, and they shut it down. No dining, no indoor dining in any of the restaurants. This is just insane. And yet, on top of that, they're okay with going out for Black Friday shopping. Does any of this make sense? You got individuals who, like, in many of the states, they have locked down the restaurants, they've locked down the bars. Gavin Newsom down in California, he has, like, tried to set up a curfew for adults because, you know, like, at 9:59, the coronavirus isn't going to get you, but after 10 o'clock, you're going to die. I mean, come on, folks. They're adults. Let them make adult decisions. This guy went off and went to, like, one of the fanciest restaurants. I mean, like, Wolfgang Puck kind of a restaurant. He's there with some of the medical leadership of the state. And what's this guy doing? Eating no mask, no social distancing. And it's okay because it's for them. He's not the first governor or member of political leadership who is just filled with hypocrisy. At the same time, you got Governor Cuomo, who's out walking the dog with no mask on. You've got all these other individuals from all over these different states, to include even a mayor in Colorado who's telling people, please, don't fly and see your family. And the reason why he's saying don't fly and see your family, he's about to get on a plane to go see his family down in Texas. This is driving me crazy. How is it that even up to a few days ago, we were identifying that somehow it's okay if you walk into a restaurant and you have a mask on and you're safe at that point, or you're safe because you have the mask on. But as you sit down and you go to eat, well, now you can totally take the mask off, because even though you are sitting in the same space, sharing stale air that's rotating around you and not just walking through it, now it's okay because you're going to eat and got to keep that mask on while you're eating. Just insane, folks. Seriously, just insanity. These are the same people who've shut down all these small businesses, and they think they have the right to decide what is an essential business and what is a non-essential business based on not a single iota of science. Seriously, not one tittle of science. It's just totally based on their preferences. They're going to shut down the gyms, even though the gyms are the places that are taking the greatest level of care in order to make sure that people are safe. I mean, they're used to dealing with MRSA and all kinds of other nasty funguses that show up in those shower stalls and everything else. They're on top of it. It's the one place where you could go to get, I don't know, make you feel better, help you feel better about yourself. You could work out on your own. You get set and work on making yourself feel better health-wise. It's going to improve your ability to face what's going on in the world and deal with stress. No. No working out for you. No dealing with your stress. Instead, they want you at home, alone, focused on the misery index that is your life. I mean, this is... I'm running out of words. I'm running out of descriptive words to identify exactly how insane this really is. I mean, there's lunacy, but it really, this borders on people being narcissistic sociopaths in terms of their attempt to control people and their attempts to just try to take away every single freedom that we have, right? So one of the things that, like, this is basics, folks, okay? Civics 101, the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Well, hang on, I'll just back it up even a little bit more. The First Amendment is the right not only to free speech, but also the freedom to practice your faith, all right? The freedom of religion. Now, the ability to practice your faith in this country is absolutely sacrosanct, okay? This is one of the reasons and one of the fundamentals of why this country was even formed the way that it was. It was based on Judeo-Christian values. Oop, I said something offensive. Suck it up, buttercup. It's the truth. And on top of that, you sit and find out that every single one of these places, as a part of their lockdown initiatives, they're saying no church services or limited church services or only 25% church service. But don't you dare worship as a part of that church service. Okay, if masks work, then what do you care, all right? If social distancing works, then what do you care? If we turn on the fans in the worship space, then what do you care, all right? This is just ridiculous. So as you move down those lovely little things, you've got the Second Amendment, which identifies that, you know, it's the right to bear arms. And in that right to bear arms, it absolutely confers that it's basically there to protect that First Amendment. It's there to protect us from the tyranny of government run amok. All right? You factor into this, there are different states that are trying right now desperately to shut down the ability to buy weapons, to buy personal weapons and ammo, or they're going to, like, put on all kinds of just crazy taxes on top of all of this. Even Biden himself is trying to come through and push out a tax that would be just tantamount to full-on destruction of the ammunition industry as well as gun makers. This is just out of control. You blow past that down to the Fourth Amendment, and I hate to break it to all of these governors, but the Fourth Amendment of the federal constitution, which many of the states then replicated into their own state constitutions, identifies there is protection for the citizen against illegal search and seizure. All right? So Oregon sets it up in such a way that if you think your neighbor is having more than six people in their home, it's your responsibility to turn them in. All right, I just got to point something out here, okay? Rule number one, Karen, mind your own stinking business. Don't be sticking your nose in my business, okay? What if I happen to have an Italian family? And we all feel close, all right? So it's a big Italian family. What are you going to do about that, right? The government has no right by law, to come in and invade your home without a warrant, without just cause, without thinking that you've actually committed some very specific law, that you've broken some specific law. They don't have a right just to show up and knock on your door and say, "Hi, I'm the health inspector. I need to see how many people you have at your dining room table." All right? What are they going to do? Like, follow you home from Walmart because you got a turkey that serves 20? I mean, give me a break. This is just unbelievable. Now, here's how unbelievable it is, all right? Nearly 50,000 doctors and scientists and 630,000 citizens have signed a global anti-lockdown proclamation. All right, this is called the Great Barrington Declaration. It identifies that we need to follow what we have always followed, which is that you isolate and quarantine the sick, not the healthy. You encourage people through targeted quarantines and targeted measures to sit there and say, okay, you know, Joe Snuffy, you have all these other pre-existing conditions, these comorbidities. You need to take extra precautions. But Jill over here, Jill has no other comorbidities. She's a healthy 20-something-year-old. She can live her life. All right, these are the experts, the folks that have signed on to the Barrington Declaration. If you haven't looked that up, do so, okay? These are the top epidemiologists in the world, all right? These aren't just, you know, whack jobs who are just ticked off about this stuff. These are individuals that I have identified that this doesn't work. And speaking of things that don't work, a lot of the mainstream media is really ticked off in a new Danish study that finds that masks don't protect wearers from COVID infection. All right, even if you look at the box that these masks are coming in, even they identify, does not protect you from COVID-19. All right, read the box. On top of that, in their Annals of Internal Medicine, they've cast doubt on the fact that between this study, the study on the Marines, and the studies of roughly 4,860 participants, right, there was no discernible protection but for people that were wearing masks versus people who were not wearing masks. In fact, I just found out the other day that a friend of ours, a friend of the family, she and her whole family have come down positive for COVID, and that's horrible, all right? I'm not going to lie. That's horrible. I feel bad for them. More than likely, just like 97% of the population that gets this disease, they'll recover just fine. It will suck, but they'll recover just fine. They are always wearing masks. She is one of these people who is absolutely on it all the time. So this is just stupid. Now, when you like take this and the culmination of all of this other evidence, you also have challenges to the idea that, first and foremost, a good 99%+ of the American population will not and has not caught this virus. And again, you go to the CDC studies, you look at the recovery rates, a good 97% will fully recover. those that are at risk. If you're in a nursing home, well, especially a nursing home in New York, you're kind of toast. So, you know, hopefully it's not going to be like England where, you know, a woman was arrested. She was a retired nurse, arrested for taking her elderly mother out of the nursing home to take her home where she could be cared for there. All right. We are going to have to deal with the reckoning that is going to come out of all of this and the inhumanity that we have put forward in the just absolute abuse of all of these folks who they're on their deathbeds, they're in the nursing homes, they're sick, and we're not allowed to be with our own family members. Not to mention the whole idea that we had to like postpone funerals for months. Couldn't even say goodbye to people. This is going to be an entire generation, seriously, a generation that is impacted by this lunacy and out of control government sticking their nose in things. Now, at first, I gave it the benefit of the doubt, all right? I fully confess, I was like, well, you know, maybe this is important. Maybe there's something there. I mean, you know, when the whole world is doing these lockdowns, maybe there's something to it. Like, you know, oh crap. China was playing with something again. They've done an add-on function kind of experiment, and we're fully aware that the laboratory where this was going on at was kind of a problem child. So, yeah, I totally get. Freak out initially, but the time when you were supposed to do those lockdowns should have been early on. The time where you needed to sit and do tracing of people with infections was within that first 10,000 cases. The time period where you needed to sit and identify how is this spread, how do we shut it down, how do we do lockdowns, how do we quarantine these people, that should have happened in the first few weeks, not months later. The first lockdown didn't work. The second lockdown probably isn't either. In fact, there's every indication that it's just going to make things worse. You're just delaying the inevitable. This is a virus. In fact, it is in the same family of viruses that causes the common flu. Okay? Coronaviridae has been around forever. So let's like throw this out there as kind of a concept. Like, oh, I don't know. Issues where a new study is indicating that the individuals that survive the virus, they have a 99% chance that it's going to give you long-term immunity, according to a new Stanford study. And the Loyola Institute of Immunology that co-led the new study. So what does that mean? That means that if you do get this, you're probably going to be immune from getting it again. If you don't get this, there's still no reason to lock you down. You should live your life. Normal epidemiology for viruses, especially viruses that are a part of these common family viruses. I mean, seriously, folks, have we gotten rid of the flu? It comes back every year. When this happens, every 6 to 8 weeks, the numbers should double. If you go back to the number of cases, they double. What you have to switch over and monitor is not how many people got sick. It is how many people are dying. Have we made effective therapeutics? Have we moved forward in that area? Totally different topic, totally just as crazy. Seattle, you just need to like scrap it and start over. Okay, seriously. The whole idea that we would be losing so many individuals off the police force in Seattle because these idiots have decided to defund the police, and then they moan about the fact that crime has gone up. They put a crappy wannabe rapper, former pimp, in charge of creating a community panel to determine sentencing for criminals. Okay, we're going to like take it totally out of the court's hands. We're going to get rid of the police, and we are just going to embrace full-on freaking chaos. I promise you, Seattle, you will never catch me downtown shopping. You will never catch me in Seattle when I'm not armed, because I can't trust the people I need to keep me safe are going to be available to help me. All right? This is what you've done. And I hope that Seattle goes down the same road that the courts have just found in Minneapolis, where it has been determined that the citizens of that community can sue Minneapolis for the increases in crime and for not protecting them because they chose to defund the police. So get ready, Seattle. There's bound to be some deep pocket individuals who are going to come at you through the courts to sue you for this insanity. Now, one of the things that I get often as a Christian is, but what about the Bible verses that say you're supposed to just embrace whatever government? The Bible does, in fact, command Christians to submit to the governing authorities. It's in Romans 13:1. And to pray for kings and all who are in authority that may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. That's from 1 Timothy. Now, these words are even more striking when we realize that Paul is writing this during the time period where he is living through the reigns of two of the nastiest Roman emperors out there, Nero and Caligula. These are the worst tyrants known to history. I kid you not. Okay, watching the whole like Nero watching Rome burn is like a truth. Okay, this was a historical fact. The man was trying to destroy the whole place. Now, don't get me wrong, God is sovereign all of all human events. He gives people the freedom to make their own choices, to go their own way. In other words, you know, like no one can become a higher level of leadership, a president, a governor, an assembly person, you know, the mayor, what have you, apart from God's will. But that doesn't mean that the possession of political power is equal to an approval from God, all right? This is where we deal with the whole will of the creatures and liberty and contingency of a whole host of secondary causes, right, that have to be factored in. I mean, the Bible even called King Nebuchadnezzar God's servant in Jeremiah 25:9, okay? We can honestly say that Nebuchadnezzar was not on God's side. Did he allow and work out God's will against the Israeli people? Yes. The Jews needed to learn to remember to come back to God, to turn back to God. And there were so many amazing prophets that came through, to include Daniel, out of the whole time period of King Nebuchadnezzar. But we have to like address a couple of things. The first one is that accept and understand that God is always in charge. All right, so if you happen to live in one of these states where the governor's crazy, the mayors are crazy, all of the politicians are just absolutely insane, understand God is always in charge. However, should the situation arise in which we have to deal with the cognitive dissonance, the conflicting authorities of man versus God, politician versus God, even according to Acts 5:29, we are to obey God rather than men. Now, we hope that situations of this nature are going to be few and far between. And it's always going to be my prayer that as we deal with all of the situations that we're facing right now in terms of government overreach and things of that nature, that God will give you guidance on how to proceed. We're not told that we're going to have an easy life just because we became Christians. In fact, it's identified so many times in the Bible that life will potentially get considerably harder just because you are a Christian. We're persecuted around the world. We have Christians that are getting beheaded over in the Middle East. We have Christians that are getting locked up in Chinese prisons. Man is not beyond the ability to continue to pursue an inhumanity to man. Even the Chinese have brought back the concentration camps and the workhouses in terms of how they're treating the Uyghurs. We have shown throughout history, we have the capability and the capacity to be pretty stinking dark. But as we go through this, we have hope. We have something that our atheist friends and our non-believing friends don't have. We know where we're going. Christ is my only Savior. God has identified that even if we suffer in this lifetime, we will be rewarded in heaven. Don't deny Christ. Don't deny the Holy Spirit for the sake of saving your own skin. For even Proverbs points out, do not fear what man can do to you, but fear who can harm your soul. So, on this Thanksgiving holiday, there are actually a lot of things to be thankful for. This has been a hard, tough year. This is a year where we are struggling, maybe to keep our job, keep our business open, keep in contact with family. Maybe we've lost family. Keep in contact with the folks who are like not doing well in the hospitals, folks who are not doing well in nursing homes. Please do anything and everything possible to keep in contact with them, to show love towards them. It is during this time period where we have found out that we can't believe in our entertainment industry. We can't believe in our sports industry, that they too will bow down towards a liberal left-wing agenda. What we can do is lean into our family. We can appreciate our family. We can be grateful for those that are near and dear to us that surround us. We can be grateful for our churches. We can be grateful for every single pastor who, despite all of the challenges, reached deep within themselves to find ways to continue to serve their flocks. Let us be grateful for the people who, even despite all of the financial challenges, found a way to give support to the local food banks, the churches that found ways to provide food for families in need, for the neighbors that leaned over and said, "Let me help you, brother." We have a lot to be grateful for. While we are seeing some of the worst abuses by government, we are also seeing some of the most amazing generosity by our friends and family and neighbors. This is what makes America great. These are the things to embrace and cherish. Love on your children. Love on your family members. Take this time, and take today especially, to be grateful for a Savior that loves you, for a God who's in control, and for the fact that this is just a season that will pass. Let not your heart be troubled. All of this will fade away. So, if you're troubled and you're challenged and everything else, friend, you can get through this. I promise you, you can get through this. So with that, God bless, and have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Holy and the